Public warehouses have traditionally been classified based on the operational. You have public warehouses for general merchandise, for cold chain products, for special commodities, you have bonded warehouses, and you have household goods and furniture. So, a public warehouse basically is a warehouse where anybody who pays money to the warehouse owner can keep his product. General merchandise, these warehouses are designed to handle packaged products such as electronics, paper, food, small appliances. Refrigerated warehouse, it offers frozen or chill capacity designated to protect food, medical and chemical products. So, you will have various temperature zones inside this warehouse. And special commodity warehousing, these are designed to handle bulk material or items requiring special handling such as tires or clothing. Bonded warehouse, these are generally licensed by the government to store goods prior to payment of taxes or import export duties. Household goods, specializing in handling of household products, etc., like your Agarwal packers and movers, stuff like that. Now, what are the benefits of public warehouses vis-a-vis if we compare it to private warehouses? To achieve lower operating costs than private facilities, because you are hiring the godown when you need it, you are paying pay for use, so you are paying it as long as you are using it. No requirement of capital investment, so you don't need to buy land or buy a, you know, a warehouse or lease it for 10 years, things like that is not required. It offers flexibility concerning size and number of warehouses. It can have the potential to share scale economies since the combined requirements of users can be leveraged. Thirdly, and most importantly, we have contract warehousing. It combines the characteristics of private and public operations. A long-term contractual relationship will typically result in lower total cost than that of a public warehouse. So, if you can contract a lease for 2 or 3 years, then you can get a benefit in terms of the monthly outflows. Benefits of contract warehousing include expertise, flexibility, scalability, economies of scale, and contract logistics firms, typically called integrated service providers, are capable of performing total logistics responsibilities. So, these are the 3PL or the 4PL players. Now, all this is about the function of warehouse, type of warehouse, etc. Now, we also need to ponder upon the warehouse design part. Three factors need to be considered during the design process: the number of flows to be included in the facility, a cubic utilization plan, and how the product flow will happen inside the warehouse. The ideal warehouse design is one floor building that eliminates the need to move product vertically. If possible, you can have a horizontal place rather than having a vertical place wherein your material needs to be moved up and down for loading and unloading. Warehouse design must maximize cubic utilization. Cubic is the total space from the floor to the ceiling, how much you are able to use with pallets or with racks, etc. Warehouse design should facilitate continuous straight product flow through the building. This means that product should be received at one end of the building, stored as necessary in the middle, and shipped from the other end. So, you have a direction. And then all warehouses need to be designed in such a way that there is proper 30 to 35% space kept for the aisles for people and forklifts and other material handling equipments to move, pick and sort materials. So, in this we need to look at what a warehouse building plan is. The site, the selected site should not be in low lying area and must have proper drainage facilities to avoid flooding. Cleanliness, hygienic conditions must prevail. Garbage, weeds, shrubs, other insects and rodent sources should be absolutely eliminated. Now, the foundation should be at least 3 feet below the ground with level surroundings. Buildings with high level of subsoil water must be avoided for storing agricultural commodities or any kind of hygroscopic commodities. The pavement, 1 foot ledge at the upper edge of the plinth, projecting and sloping horizontally outwards, should be preferred. Now, the plinth of the godown should be at sufficient height. The plinth is basically the height from the ground floor to the level of the warehouse, and it should basically match with the floor of the truck when it comes for loading or unloading, so that the smooth material handling equipments and for people, it will be smooth, it will be at one level. The roof, if galvanized corrugated iron sheets or asbestos cement sheets are used for roofing, it is advisable to cover the space between the wall and the roof. However, in all modern GMP warehouses and good quality warehouses, we will always prefer concrete warehouses, warehouses which are made of RC. Doors should be close fitting and made of single piece without any gaps. It should be fitted with metal strip at the bottom to prevent any entry of rats and other rodents. Floors and walls, cement, concrete, stones, bricks should be used for floors and walls. Windows should be above 3 feet in the ground with snugly fitting leaves. Ventilator should be well fitting and sloping outwards, and drain pipes must be cleaned and kept covered at all times. Now the layout of a warehouse should be planned to facilitate smooth product flow. There are 5 areas which are necessary for the functionality of the warehouse: the receiving area, storage area, the operating area, staging, and the loadout. So you enter from one place and you exit from another place. So that's how it should be designed. So the unloading happens in one bay, the loading happens in another way, and the number of bays, that is number of loading unloading points that a warehouse should have, should be calculated basis the amount of throughput that it has. Some other things to consider include the product mix analysis in the warehouse. The design and operation of a warehouse is both dependent on the product mix. Each product should be analyzed in terms of annual sales, demand, weight, cubic space required, packaging, and finally, it boils down to how many pallet spaces the warehouse should have, capacity vis-a-vis the utility of the warehouse. Material handling, it is the basic driver of warehouse design. It is important to stress that the material handling system must be selected early in the warehouse development process. It is a folly to select a warehouse first and then decide how many levels of racks you want, what is the kind of material handling equipment you want. This all should be planned before we select or choose a warehouse. Warehousing management systems, it's a software application that supports the day-to-day operations in a warehouse. WMS programs enable centralized management of tasks such as tracking inventory levels and stock locations. WMS systems may be standalone applications or part of an ERP systems. Current WMS applications can be so complex and data intensive that they require dedicated staff to run them. So the warehouse team should have specialized WMS, you know, people who run WMS systems. You generally will not recruit a software guy to run this. It will be the warehouse or logistics guy who is trained and specializes in the running of the ERP or the WMS package. High-end systems may include tracking and routing technologies such as RFID and voice recognition. Now, there are a lot of benefits of a WMS. They include placement and removal cycle times can be reduced because you get to see which product is in which place of the warehouse, so you don't need to hunt for it. Inventory accuracy will be improved, increased storage capacity, more organized storage of materials, and greater flexibility of warehouse operations. So it's a very, very good option to have. Now, whether the organization can invest in a WMS and get benefits out of it will be, you know, depend from organization to organization. But as such, it's very important that WMS should be used for warehousing operations. Now, warehouse safety and security. This is also another part of the designing process. A warehouse may have more potential for accidents than areas with more limited functions. So, it is especially important to pay close attention to safety in the warehouse. Safely storing materials. Make sure that the stack loads are straight and even to prevent them from toppling over. And most packaging technologies today will give you, it will be written that do not stack more than this particular height. So you should not unnecessarily load material up to the ceiling, etc., which are bad practices. heavier loads should be stored on the lower or the middle shelf so that they create center of gravity for shelving units. Keep the aisles and surrounding areas free from obstruction so that free movement can happen for picking and packing. Also, in case of an emergency like fire, etc., people need to move about in the warehouse. So, it is very important to keep the aisles free from any obtrusion. When removing objects from shelves, only do so one at a time. Now, all the designing of a warehouse also is linked to the capacity of a warehouse. Now, the capacity of a warehouse refers to the overall cubic content of the warehouse building as also the length, width and height. It is affected by the following factors: the type of material to be handled, the kind of material handling system that will be used, the aisle requirement, the stock layout arrangement, docking arrangement, this is loading bay arrangements, office and local building codes, product throughput both at the present time and also in the future. The space requirement in square feet or floor space per month can be worked out by converting the inventory units into square feet floor space by dividing the volume by the designated height, considering the following factors: the height of the warehouse, the height feasible to operate depending on the material handling equipment. It might be a very tall warehouse, but if your material handling equipment cannot go beyond a particular height, you cannot use that for loading. The specifications of material handling machinery and convenience in handling goods stacked at the top. So, basically you come to the length, breadth and height, and a very simple way to do it is find out how many pallets finally you require in the warehouse, add your aisle space and finally you will come to the area that you require for the warehousing operations. The following cost considerations need to be taken into account: the capital cost of construction of a warehouse. If you are constructing it, if you are taking it on a contract, then this is not a capital issue. Fixed and variable cost: cost of hiring public place after the requirements of space exceed the warehousing capacity. So, do you have temporary warehousing facility available in the vicinity? That needs to be noted. Cost of switching from a private warehouse to a public warehouse and vice versa. The salvage cost of warehouse at the end of the planning horizon. So, space requirement of a private warehouse. Procedure to be adopted to get the lowest present value of total cost, considering all other associated costs. Fix the length of the planning horizon. Exclude future requirement which has little significance. So, don't get too bothered with if the future demand forecast or sales forecast is very hazy beyond say 2 to 3 years, then don't force that upon you and plan for a very long term. A 3 to 4 year horizon is good enough when you are constructing a warehouse. A set of capacity alternatives may be worked out for each year of the planning horizon. Limit the number of alternatives within a reasonable limit which are feasible. The associated costs with a warehouse C1 used in the years for which C1 is not the best choice may be computed. Costs may be computed on the basis of expected annual cost to the warehouse of a particular size or space requirement for that year. The costs are discounted at the rate of cost capital that is appropriate to the company. Do the dynamic approach to determine the best warehouse size over time. There cannot be the most, you know, the ideal situation which fits both the statistical modeling and the practical company modeling. You will have to finally end up in a particular range. You might see that for the next 3 years you need about 50,000 square feet. If you go to a 7-8 year horizon, you need about 100,000 square feet of space. You need to analyze what will be the incremental rate of rentals which will go up, and then decide on a particular area which you take today. You cannot unnecessarily block your cost today for the future. Now, in terms of design, built in various shapes and sizes, capacity may be accommodated in different combinations. The ceiling height is important, depends on construction cost, material handling cost and load stacking characteristics. Stability of goods stacked individually in columns or in pallet load units determines the height. Minimum space should be wasted between goods and effective ceiling height should be utilized. Must provide provision for maintenance, ventilation, ease of material handling considering various corporation, that is municipality, rules. The length and width of the warehouse to be decided after taking into account material handling costs, etc. But again, all this is theoretical. Most companies today either construct their own warehouses where they are free to do this, or they take it on contract. When you are taking it in contract, you might not exactly get the height and width and length that you are looking for. You roughly get the square feet area that you are looking for. You want a 20,000 square feet warehouse, that is what you get it. Then you do your other audits in terms of health and safety, how the transport infrastructure is there, how about is the availability of manpower, are there any IT connectivity issues, and then you finalize on the cost part and finalize your warehouse. For rail platforms, provision of rail platform is required if the product is to be handled through rail like coal, etc. Length of the platform can be decided based on the number of wagons to be loaded, considering a wagon can take a load of 24 tons on a broad gauge level. Other considerations are to be covered or not, efficiency in loading, unloading, etc. The platform surface is on the same level as the wagon bed. This is like your plinth and the truck height matching with each other. The truck dock. Number of dock spaces may be determined by balancing the cost of truck waiting to be loaded and unloaded against the cost of truck docks workers. So, if your loading unloading time is not too much, that is most of your trucks get relieved in the same day as which they come, then you don't need to invest in another truck dock immediately. So, this is again a cost benefit approach. If the docks are occupied, the cost of waiting, driver's wages, etc. must be considered. An optimum solution must be evolved to minimize the total logistics cost. Now we come to another, after warehouse design, we come to another important topic, which is warehouse security. The hazards are of following nature: theft and housebreaking, fire, floods, riot and civil commotion, moisture, insects and rodents inflicting damage on the quality of your product, especially if it is a consumable product. Locational and structural security. The warehouse should be away from low-lying areas to avoid floods. Ensure the plinth is at least 1 meter above the ground level. It must be made rodent-proof. Make compound wall of sufficient height, ensuring visibility of entry and exit persons. To be located away from dumping grounds, garbage pits, ensuring away from insects, birds, etc. Internal security. Entry should be permitted only to authorized persons. Sufficient surveillance measures to be taken, should be organized based on location, construction of warehouse, the nature and value of goods stored and other operations. Ensure security staff are well trained and competent. This is again one area where many companies try to compromise, because security is something which we never bother with, but it is very important that, you know, if some untoward incidents happens, it is better to protect it and control it from the outset and give the contract to good companies which specialize in security management. Firefighting. Precautions against fire hazards for goods depend on whether goods are hazardous, extra hazardous or non-hazardous. Adequate firefighting equipment, example fire buckets filled with sand, extinguishers and chemicals are installed. Very important that these should not be installed for the sake of installation. The people, the staff should be adequately trained to operate them. Otherwise, in a situation of panic, although you will have the equipment, nobody will know how to operate and it will finally be a disaster. No smoking boards should be exhibited at prominent places. Fire alarm must be kept in a perfect working condition. The information system warehouse must have efficient comprehensive communication system with controlling distribution office and customers. If required, a computer system with adequate memory may be deployed to make order processing quicker, accurate, reliable and prompt. Now, this is the case in all warehouses today. Here we are mentioning even the small companies like, you know, distributors, retailers, when they handle their own warehouses, they keep certain part of the operations still manual. It is recommended to computerize even those operations. Material handling. There are three broad levels of material handling. Mechanical handling, movement of goods must be fully automated and controlled by manual guidance. Now, the development of warehousing in India is of recent origin. In 1945, the Agricultural Finance Subcommittee stressed the need for establishment of licensed warehouse in India. The recommendation of the All India Rural Credit Survey Committee paved the way for enactment of the Agricultural Produce Corporation Act 1956. The central and state warehousing corporations came into existence to provide warehousing facilities in the public sector. So, you have the warehouses in the ports, etc. You have the CWC warehouses all in all major cities which store products which come in mostly for the public sector, etc. The objective, creation of a negotiable document to provide an instrument for the expansion of credit through banks benefiting producers, dealers, etc. Reduction of waste to scientific storage in warehouse, introduction of standard grade specifications and warehouse receipts, training of warehouse personnel and assistance to government and government sponsored organizations to effectively handle warehousing operations. Licensing of warehouses, conditions for the grant of license, it must be suitable for the storage of the intended class of goods. So, a warehouse which is good to store say food products is cannot always be suitable to store hazardous products or vice versa. So, a license is given on the category of the goods and there are special licenses which are required to operate. For example, if you want to keep food products along with the other commercial licenses, the company needs to take the PFA license, that is the Proliferation of Food Adulteration Act license. So, such things, such regulations are already there. Applicant must be competent to conduct a warehouse. Applicant must fulfill any other conditions as notified by the government from time to time. The applicant must pay the fees prescribed for the issue of a license and furnish any security if it is required. As per the Warehouse Act, a warehouseman must take care of the goods stored with him. This is more true when we are talking about the public warehouses. The warehouseman must keep warehouse clean and hygienic condition and take all precaution against pests. The warehouseman is expected to preserve the identity of the goods of each owner. So, that is why I am saying it is for the public warehouse. For private warehouse, the company itself is going to take care, either it is going to have its own manager there or it will, the third party logistics provider with whom the company has entered into a contract will have people who will take care. But for the public warehouse, the warehouseman must accord the necessary facilities to the depositors to inspect the goods and satisfy themselves. Goods are to be compulsorily insured against damage by fire, floods, theft, accident, etc. The warehouseman cannot deal lend money against the goods stored, and in most contracted warehouse it is also mandatory that there should be a very prominent display of the matter written that the goods stored in this warehouse belong to XYZ company in that way. So, that is very mandatory. The warehouseman's lien on the goods is limited to the extent of the cost of storage and preservation. Lien here means that in case the person who has kept the goods in the godown fails to make a payment of the warehousing charges, the warehouse owner has the lien over the goods. He may refuse to hand over the goods unless he receives the money. Procedure has been laid out for issuance of duplicate receipts. Warehouse legislation as notified by state government is applicable for agricultural products. However, they accept notified items for storage under the Warehousing Corporations Act 1962. Now, this was all about warehousing, and as we have noted in the lecture and also you would have read in the study material that we are moving from warehousing to the concept of delivery and distribution centers. So, warehouses are becoming mini factories in themselves wherein material is coming from various vendors, they are being assembled, they are being cross-docked, they are being shipped, they are being used for taking returns. In the end of the month when the sales peak, the warehouse is basically the whole and sole attention of the companies on the warehouses which do the final invoicing for the organization. So, it is the second most highest grossing cost center in logistics after transportation, and in terms of importance it is as important as transportation. So, as students or as professionals in this field, it is very important to have a thorough grasp of warehousing policies, warehousing functions to finally enable warehousing efficiencies which will lead to an agile and efficient supply chain. Thank you.